Thousands of people turned out to hear Franklin Graham share the message of Jesus Christ in Ukraine recently. The setting was a modern soccer stadium in Lviv, Ukraine, and the response to the event was thrilling.
And I'm looking in the stands, like, where are they going to put them? Well, they literally put them on the field, you know, against the wall, and so there are layers of people sitting or standing. So you had, it was a 35,000-seat stadium, you had 39,100 there, so you were way over capacity, spilling over.
That's Charles Chandler, a writer with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association's Decision magazine. Charles covered the festival in Lviv. He describes what happened after Franklin Graham shared the gospel message and then asked people to come forward and accept Christ as Lord and Savior.
It was a little slow starting, but one person comes out, and then one more, and then suddenly it was like the floodgates opened, and that field filled up. And I'm going to tell you, the faces you saw young kids, you saw kids in their, you know, millennials in their 20s. You saw older men and women who had the look on their faces of people who have been through incredible hard time. You could see it, weeping. There were so many people showed up. I remember thinking there is no way they got enough counselors to handle this.
Volunteer counselors had been trained to help those who made a commitment to Jesus, and joyfully, they had their hands full as so many in the crowd came forward to give their lives to Christ.
We interview counselors after they've counseled someone who just received Christ. We would approach a counselor, but they had to go counsel someone else because they were, and it was by the time they were finished counseling, counselors were holding 5 and 6, 7 decision cards at a time. Was single counselor.
It was an experience in Lviv at which Charles Chandler, who has been part of other festivals in the past, felt God powerfully at work.
I don't say this lightly. It was an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It flat out was.
The Franklin Graham Festival in Lviv had impact not just in that city, but across the country. Ukraine is a nation which has been at war with neighboring Russia and has other major problems to deal with.
Having been to Ukraine last year, now to go back and see God do this there and to see people respond. This is a broken country. Financially, they've lost about 300% against the dollar this year. People are hurting financially. They've got, you know, family members, friends who have either been injured or killed in the war. They don't know whether the war is going to extend further west to where they are. So it is a very, very serious time, but people are hungry and thirsty, and in many ways pride has been shattered, and so the hearts are open.
But it's also a time that was just right for God to work.
I went to a church Sunday morning, the morning after the festival, and they were talking about it there, and they had people raise their hands if they went. About 70% of that congregation had gone. So I think you had, I think it was just a one of those moments in time for such a time as this, catching that part of Ukraine at a time where there's real trials and hardship and hunger, with tons of prayer, no question, tons of prayer.
Charles says that prayer and the faithful efforts of those involved in the festival in Lviv offered proof once again of God's promise.
Where we hunger and thirst, God shows up. He says it. So there's an element where he's just true to what he says in the Bible, you know. And it's beautiful to see something like that.
To learn more about Franklin Graham's Festival of Hope in Lviv, as well as other festivals he has scheduled for the rest of the year, click on What We Do at the top of this page. I'm Mike McLean.